The Profile of a Leader audio series. Tip number one, clear values that make for clear leadership. Authored by Deborah A. Thomas, founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions, LLC. Narrated by Daphne Page Reeves. Welcome to the first lesson in our Profile of a Leader series. In this audio and the five that will come after, we will identify how our inherent qualities as a person define our impact as a leader. This series focuses on core values you bring to leadership. Have you ever stopped to reflect on the impact that you have as a leader in your life, regardless of what you do in your work? If you organize a get-together with friends, you're a leader. If you step in to diffuse a heated conversation, you're a leader. Maybe you're a leader in a community group or a volunteer position. It's not a sign on the door or letters after our name that makes us a leader. It's how we step into a leadership role. Who we are as a leader comes down to who we are as a person. And who we are as a person comes down to who we really are, deep down in our core. That's where you'll find the real you. What do I mean by that? Am I calling you phony? No, not at all. But like many of us, we're likely living our life mostly on the surface. When we're living on the surface, it's easy to get caught up in busyness, constantly responding and reacting to incoming requests, situations, demands, complaints, disappointments, and the like. When we're living our life on the surface, we rarely get opportunities to pause, reflect, strategize, plan, or ponder. Basically, we're doing what we need to do to survive the day, the moment, or the activity. What living life on the surface may cause is a moment of discomfort and a doubt about the decisions that you have to make. Did I just make the right decision? How will my decision affect others? Sometimes you may even feel doubtful about bigger issues like where you're going to go in your career or how to handle a challenging situation with a loved one. The best way to deal with this discomfort, this uncertainty, this doubt is to go deeper, right to our core. That's where we'll find our core values. The most peaceful, grounded, and successful people are so tuned into their core that they practically live there all of the time. Most of us just strive to visit there more often. Living our life from our core means that we have a deep knowledge and understanding of who we really are and what's most important to our authentic self, and that we have a profound commitment to stay true to our authentic self. We should pace our day in a way that allows us ample time to pause, reflect, strategize, plan, and ponder. When we need to make a decision, we'll be able to make it from our core. Self-doubt can usually be a sign that we've done something or about to do something that contradicts with our core values somehow. Let's say, for example, that we have a core value of comfort. The position we have or our job happens to be working for a property management company that doesn't take good care of its residents. In fact, some of the residents are living in deplorable conditions. Our value of comfort is completely being tromped on, and that's not a good feeling, not at all. As another example, let's say you have a core value of clarity. Have you ever been in a meeting with your supervisor and left the meeting with several questions that needed to be answered to complete a task? That would not feel good either. Whether you are conscious of them or not, our core values drive what we do. If we're living our life on the surface, then we may react or respond to our discomfort or backtrack on a decision because we weren't clear to begin with. So we're interacting with our core values on a subconscious level. When we live our life from our core, we consciously turn to our values to drive what we do. We invite them right up there in the front seat of the car and let them steer the wheel while we put our foot on the gas. Now that we've looked at the important role that our core values play in our life as a whole, let's take a closer look at four reasons why identifying our core values as a leader is so important. First, when we don't have a clear vision of our values, we might inadvertently make decisions that contradict those values, causing confusion and discomfort in ourselves and our team. We could also find ourselves headed down a path that isn't right for us and that takes us even further from our core values. Secondly, part of our role as a leader is to hold on to the bigger picture of what's important to our work individually and to the group as a whole. When our vision is grounded in our core values and our leadership role is positioned from the right perspective, we will naturally attract the people, resources, and opportunities that are aligned with our vision and values. Third, when we lead from the core rather than from the surface, our decisions will be based on future growth and possibility rather than being restricted to what we have actually experienced on the surface level. Last but certainly not least, when we are clear on our values and operate from that place of clarity, we will be better able to communicate what's important and empower our team. So, are you ready to tune into your core and stop living only on the surface? Send an email to DeborahThomas@ebonycs.com and we will send you an exercise to help you discover what values lie at your core. That email again is DeborahThomas@ebonycs.com. And in the title, please put Profiles of Leader Core Value Exercise. Stay tuned for our next lesson in this Profile of a Leader series when we will explore the convictions that drive your leadership style. I'll talk to you again soon.